3.5 years after 9/11, there was this warning to lawmakers in Washington today. Thousands of chemical facilities across the country remain highly vulnerable to terrorist attack. Senators considering whether the federal government should require tighter security heard that sobering testimony. Previous efforts to pass a chemical security bill have failed, but there is growing momentum to do something, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Former White House Homeland Security Advisor Richard Falkenrath said he doesn't normally talk in public about potential targets, but he told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee that he made an exception because he's so concerned about the possibility of an attack involving toxic chemicals.
They are enormously dangerous. They are produced in truly massive quantities, shipped and stored in many cases next to very dense urban populations, and present, in my opinion, the single greatest danger of a potential terrorist attack in our country today.
He said thousands of chemical facilities are not well protected, and little has been done since 9/11 to address the problem. Falkenrath, who left the administration last year, said officials still don't have a good handle on the extent of the threat. He recounted that when the administration recently raised the terror alert level, it gave a list of highly vulnerable sites to state and local officials.
There was a chemical plant on that list in at least one city in the Northeast that the local chief of police didn't even know existed. It was the first time he knew that there was a chlorine storage tank right next to an urban population.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, there are some 15,000 facilities around the country that handle a high level of dangerous chemicals. The agency says a release from even one of 123 of these facilities could endanger more than 1 million lives. Stephen Flynn of the Council on Foreign Relations told the committee it's like having 15,000 weapons of mass destruction littered across the country.
Why produce a chemical weapon, go through the very difficult task of smuggling it into the United States when essentially there's a vast menu of pre-positioned weapons in our population areas next to critical infrastructure?
The witnesses said some federal action is required, and most members of the committee appeared to agree. But previous efforts to pass a chemical security bill have run into strong opposition on Capitol Hill. Some in the chemical industry have said proposed requirements go too far, while environmentalists think they don't go far enough. Ohio Republican George Voinovich pointedly noted that the chemical industry has recently encountered some economic hard times.
We must be mindful that regulation does not place the industry at a large competitive disadvantage. In Ohio, the chemical industry directly employs almost 50,000 people.
But some in the industry worry that the lack of federal requirements puts them at a disadvantage. The 140 members of the American Chemistry Council, which represents about 90% of the nation's chemical manufacturers, have voluntarily upgraded security at their facilities over the past 2 years. Marty Durbin, who handles security issues for the council, says those companies want the federal government to require their competitors to do the same.
We spent $2 billion enhancing security at our facilities. I'd like to make sure everyone else is making the same types of investments, the kinds of investments that security professionals are saying need to be made.
Things like more fences and cameras and the removal of some of the most dangerous chemicals. What Durbin says chemical companies don't want are regulations that tell them which chemicals and processes to use. That's something that's been proposed by some lawmakers. The Senate committee plans several more hearings before working on a bill. It's unclear what, if any, action the House will take this year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.